apologize about the change of time in the shiur, and it's also going to be a very, very short shiur today because I mamish, just didn't have a moment to prepare. But I just figured I didn't want to be mevatel the kvius, so we haven't missed a day, so I didn't want to miss a day. So we'll be a shorter than usual, way shorter than usual shiur, mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing Chafifa and Kuf Tzadi Tes. Another issue that comes up, even on the Ezra HaSofer level, because remember, there are three levels that we need to discuss things on. There's the level of Daraisa, which is Iyun Begufa, the level of Ezra HaSofer, Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis, about Chafifa, and then the level of Rava, of Medicha based Kamatea B'mayim. So we've gone through most of the issues that I would like to discuss relating to...
So you offend and bond is for making it happen to Torah any time?
So we went through most of the things relating to the Ezra HaSofer level of Chafifa. So one more issue that I'd like to discuss is who exactly has to do the Chafifa, meaning certainly as far as we are concerned, Anida, who's being Toveles, has to do Chafifa. But what about other people that are being Tovel? Bain, Bizman Shebes Mikdash Hayakayam, and Kohanim had to be Tovel to eat Truma, or Bain Bizman Shein Beis Mikdash Kayam, and a person wants to go to the Mikvah for Tvilas, Balkeri, or for Erev Yom HaKippurim. So is there any requirement of Chafifa in those cases? So the Lashon of the Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Pei Beis, Vishetehei, Isha chofefes v'toveles, right? The Takanas Ezra, the Lashon of the Gemara, is that the Isha is chofefes v'toveles, implying that the Takanas Ezra was about a Nida, and it was not about everybody. It was Dafka for an Isha. And in fact, there are a number of Rishonim that quote such a sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel, Sefer HaTruma quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel, that only a Nida requires Chafifa, that all other Chayave Tevilos are not governed by this Takanas Ezra, it's only for Anida. In fact, Tosfos on Samach Zayin Amar Aleph says that there are lots of halachas of Tevila that are said in Lashon Nekeva, right? If you Tosfos on Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, there are two Tosfos in a row with the Dibur Maschil Pascha, so on the second of the two, he writes that there are lots of halachos of tevila that are written b'lashon nekeva because the assumption is that it's talking about dafka when it comes to tevilas nida. So the default position is to speak b'lashon nekeva when we talk about tevila and chatzitza related issues. Because those are some of these issues are only going to be for a tevilas nida. The question is, what would the svara be? Meaning, obviously, Takanas Ezra makes sense. Meaning, Iyun Begufa, we discussed already, it may not cover everything. It may not, you may miss something by Iyun Begufa. Certainly, if you hold Chafifa's Beseyar, and like those Rishonim that say that it's Dafka Beseyar and not by Shara Guf, because Beseyar, Iyun alone, is not going to do it. You're not going to be able to see all of the knots in the hair, and you're going to have to comb them out. Seeing isn't going to do the trick. So why wouldn't we have such a thing when it comes to other Chayave Tevila? Why would it dafka be when it comes to Tevilas Nida that we would have such a requirement? So the Cheshek Shlomo and Baba Kama and Daf Pei Beis has a couple of suggestions as to why it would be, what the svara would be for Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel, that such a thing only applies to an Isha. First, Cheshek Shlomo suggests that the real concern for knots is always going to be a concern of a chatzitza b'miut. It's never going to be rove. And since we're already dealing with something that's only a miut, the only way that could be a chatzitza problem is if it's also makbid. And says Cheshek Shlomo, it's the derech of an isha to be makbid about knots. It's not the derech of an ish to be makbid about knots. So mimela, it will turn out that the requirement of chafifa is only necessary for an isha. When you're talking about an ish, it's unnecessary because with an iyun alone, you've taken care of anything that's a rov. What are you worried about? The miut? Whatever miut is going to be, it's going to be eno makben anyhow. So it's not going to be a chatzitza anyhow. The only concern, the only reason Ezra needed to make a takana was for nashim, where there's going to be a miut hamakbid, and it would be a real issue of chatzitza. That's what the Cheshek Shlomo suggested. The other suggestion Cheshek Shlomo brings is that Ezra made this takana before he was olami bavel for bayis sheni. So it was only relevant for anida and not for taharos, because that's the only tevila that we had. Meaning when we weren't, before Ezra was olami bavel, when he was still in galus bavel, so before there was a beis hamikdash to talk about, there were no taharos to deal with. And in that context is where takanas Ezra first appeared. So the takana was only in a context where tevilas, breaking up a lot, I'm sorry. I'm trying my best here, but maybe if I move my computer closer, I don't know. In that context, that was the only that Ezra made the takana. It was dafka in the context of before being ola mibavel la'eretz Yisrael. I think the nafkamina between the two approaches of the Cheshek Shlomo might simply be, what about tevilas isha by a non-nida situation, right? Meaning, according to the first approach of the Cheshek Shlomo, it's really a divide not between nida and shar tumos, it's a divide between isha and ish, and that an ish is not makbid, an isha is makpedas. But according to the second approach of the Cheshek Shlomo, the divide is not between Isha and Ish. The divide is between when there is a Beis HaMikdash versus when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And that's the entire chilik between them. So it would turn out that an Isha, by Shar Tumos, an Isha wants to be Tovelis in order to eat Truma, according to the second approach, would still not require a Chafifa. That's all within the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. However, Tosfos in Samach Vavam Beis in Nida, Dibra Maschil Im, and Tosfos in Meseches Chulin, and Av Yud, both suggest another approach. The Ramban in Chulin Dav Yud as well, they all say that all Temeim have the same din, that the requirement of Chafifa applies equally to everybody. In fact, in Sefer HaChinuch, in mitzvah Kuf Ayin Hey, he brings Dine Chafifa in the mitzvah Tevila of Temeim, that Tamei people have to be Tovel, and he mentions in that context that you have to do a Chafifa in order to be Tovel, and then at the end of the mitzvah he says, and this is Noheg, Bein Benoshim, Bein Ba'anoshim, it's Noheg, Bein Bezacharim, Bein Benekevos, it's Noheg both by Zacharim and Nekevos. He doesn't say Noshim Anoshim, because that's not the Lashon the Sefer HaChinuch ever uses. He talks about Zacharim and Nekevos, right? So this is Noheg, both by Zacharim and by Nekevos. So apparently it applies to all Temeim. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Peches says that Mi Be'erev Yeshav Sheif. Let me get my Gemara Yuma. The Gemara Yuma, Daf Peches, has such a lashon that Mi Be'erev, a person should be meshafshef their body. So what does meshafshef mean? So to scrub down, it's the very, very end of Maseches Yuma. Ule'erev yeshafshef, right? Says the Gemara, Haresha yashem kosav al basaro, hareza lo yirchatz, lo yasuch, lo yamud b'makom atinofes. Nizdamna lo tevilas mitzvah, korich lov gemi v'yorid v'tovel. Rabbi Yosef yorid v'tovel kedarko, ubuvad shalo yeshav shef. V'kaimelen tevila b'tzvan mitzvah pligi. Good. Then the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, haroa keri b'yom ha-kippurim, yorid v'tovel, ul'erev yeshav shef. So a person who sees keri on Yom HaKippurim, so he should be yorid v'tovel for the tumas keri, and la'erev yishvi meshavshev. Says the Gemara, la'erev ma'ida hava hava. What do you mean la'erev yishvi meshavshev? The next night, it's already over. Yom Kippur's already over the next night. Well, it's too late. He already went to the mikvah, and now you're telling him to be meshavshev. Ele'ema mi ba'erev yishav shev. No, no, what we mean to say is he already on the previous evening should have been meshav shev. So Rashi comments on the spot, this is the very, very end of Maseches Yuma, ula erev yishav shev, says Rashi, mishum chatzitza, that he should be meshav shev because of chatzitza. And then he says, ema mi ba'erev, de'etmol yishav shev kol adam atzma b'chamin she'im yira keri lamachar, says Rashi, what the Gemara is trying to tell you is that every single person should do some sort of wash in advance of Yom HaKippurim. They should scrub down their bodies in advance of Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because it could happen that on the night of Yom HaKippurim they'll become a Bal Keri, and then they're going to need to go to the mikveh the next day, but you're not going to be able to do a proper chafifa on Yom HaKippurim itself. So what do you have to do? You have to make sure that you do a pre-chatzitza, just in case, on Erev Yom HaKippurim, so that when the next morning you go to the, if you have to go to the mikveh because you're a Bal Keri, you will have taken care of the chafifa. So that's what Rashi explains, that on Erev Yom HaKippurim you should clean himself, because he will need, if he will need to be tovel mishum kiryo, then we want to be able to make sure that there's no chatzitza. So the Tos Yeshanim points out that Rashi assumes that this is part of the Takanas Ezra of chafifa. Tos Yeshanim appears on the page in Maseches Yuma. One second, I see a question popped up, but I didn't get to see it yet. Let me just, we'll get to it in 1 second, Bez Hashem. But says the Tosos Yeshanim, oh, it goes over. I'm an old man. This is very, very tiny print. Says the Tosos Yeshanim, Pirushim ra keri alayla v'yavishim zah, no, shalei shalei. I'm not finding it right now, but Tos Yeshanim, if I'm not mistaken, points out at the end of Maseches Yuma that Rashi seems to be assuming that this is part of the Takanas Ezra of Chafifa, and he asked that on the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that Chafifa is only on the Rosh and not on the rest of the body, that Yeshav Shev certainly sounds like it's the rest of the body. So how could it be that it's part of Takanas Ezra if Takanas Ezra was only on the Rosh and this is the rest of the body? But whatever you hold in that discussion, the entire discussion assumes that Chafifa applies to a Balkari, that Chafifa applies to other people that are Tameim. Tos Yeshanim then quotes a different explanation on the entire Gemara from the Rif that has absolutely nothing to do with Chafifa, but certainly within the model of Rashi, within Rashi's understanding, it certainly does seem to have to do with Chafifa. So the Ephraim asks, would Tfilas Balkari for Torah Tfila be another nafkamina between the two answers of the Cheshek Shlomo? Why would that be a nafkamina? Because it applies even when there's no Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, Lechora, right? That's what you meant. Yeah, Lechora, that would also be another nafkamina, although we'll soon see there's a Svara to suggest that maybe it shouldn't apply to something like that. We'll have to see what the Svara is, but we'll get there in a moment, Be'ezras Hashem. So that is Shita number two. So Shita number one, Yav Rabbeinu Chananel, that the Gemara says Shetei Isha Chofevus V'Tavelus, it's all about Isha, it has nothing to do with anybody else. Then you have the Shita of the Ramban and the Balei HaTosfos and the Sefer HaChinuch, that it applies to all Tameim, and it seems like a pretty strong Raya from Rashi at the end of Maseches Yuma that also assumes that way. Then you have the Shita of Tosfos in the name of the Ri. Tosfos goes on to discuss, both in Maseches Chulin, I believe, and in Maseches Nida, in the name of the Ri, that even though Takanas Chafifa is really for everybody, and it should be logically for everybody, the Chachamim made a specific p'tur for Kohanim from having to do it, because Kohanim have to be Tovel so frequently that it just wouldn't make sense to have Kohanim have to do Chafifa every single time that they are tovelas. That they're tovel rather. Because every single time they want to eat truma, every time they become a Bal Keri, it's going to be a requirement to do a chafifa, and that would be too much. So that's what they quote in the, that's what the Balei Tosfos quote in the name of the Ri. So meaning that when Ezra was masakin chafifa, he thought that once a month chafifa is not too much to ask of people. But if you can ask someone to have to do chafifa all the time, every week, every day, and this gets back to Ephraim's point before, if you're going to talk about a balkari, so every time he has tashmish with his wife, he's going to have to do a whole chafifa in order to be tovel for tumas keri. So that might be a more challenging thing, and maybe that's not included in the gezerah. So a kohen for having to would not have to do it because they have to tovel very frequently in order to eat truma. A kohenes who's toveling linidasa would still have to do chafifa, even though she has to do lots of tvilos, because every time she wants to eat truma, she's got to go to the mikveh. Yeah, but it's a low plug on tovel linidasa. And they bring a raya from Yerushalmi at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim. The Yerushalmi says that a nida is chofefes v'sorekes, a kohenes is eina chofefes v'sorekes, a nida kohenes is chofefes v'sorekes shlo tachlok benida linida, that we shouldn't have a distinction between one nida and another nida, that all nidas should have the same basic rules. So that's the raya that they bring from Yerushalmi, that it seems that whenever you're talking about tevilas nida, even if it happens to be a person who's going to have to be tovel very often, that is a low plug. So that is shita number three. So again, shita number one, Rabbeinu Chananel, that chafif is only for an isha nida. Shita number two, Tosfos, that it applies to Tosfos and Ramban, that it applies to everybody. And the shita of the Ri, that really it should be for everybody, but Kohanim, who have such a frequent requirement to be Tovel, it would be too much for Kohanim to do. Then there is the comment of the Elia Rabba in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. The Elia Rabba in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, in Simen Tav Reish Vav, and this is quoted by the Mishnah Brura, talks about Tevila on Erev Yom HaKippurim requiring Chafifa. He quotes a Deya from earlier sources that one needs to do Chafifa before Toveling on Erev Yom HaKippurim. But he says that that's only according to those who hold that it's a Chova. And that would mean, if you're in the practice of reciting a bracha on your tevila, on Erev Yom HaKippurim, then yes, you would require a chafifa. You would have to actually hold it is a chova. But we paskin not to say a bracha. We paskin that it's not a chova, and therefore the chafifa is also unnecessary. However, the Elia Rabba, so you think that's where it ends. He said, okay, it's not a chova. We're just doing it for Tosefes Kedusha or whatever. But then the Elia Rabba says, you know, but it's a good idea. It's a good idea. We should do a chafifa. And he quotes a Shlach HaKadosh that not only that you should cut your fingernails before you tovel on Erev Yom HaKippurim, which is a little bit surprising. I mean, we already went through the sugya of fingernails and what exactly the issue would be with the fingernail being a chatzitza and what kind of chashash that is and the different situations where there might be makom lahakel. So on Erev Yom HaKippurim, we're going to require a guy to cut his fingernails in order to do a tevila on Erev Yom HaKippurim. So he quotes from Shlach HaKadosh that, yeah, you should do that just like an isha hatoveles has to cut her fingernails before she's toveles for nidasa. The Achronim point out that if you look at the Shlach HaKadosh that he's quoting, the Shlach HaKadosh talks about cutting the fingernails, yes, on Erev Yom HaKippurim, but not because an isha cuts her fingernails before tevila. The Shlach HaKadosh says that you should cut your fingernails because fingernails have ruchos of tuma, and this is kabbalistically, fingernails are a big inyan on the negative side of things. So that's what the Shlach HaKadosh is coming from. The Shlach HaKadosh is not talking about chatzitza issues. He's not talking about. But the Elia Rabba says, just like the Shlach HaKadosh says, to cut your fingernails, you know, and don't be ayin shum, and like a woman is cuts her fingernails, so we should do that in Erev Yom HaKippurim as well. So that's also a little bit surprising. The Mishnah Brura. Let me get a Mishnah Brura. Hang on a second. Where's my Mishnah Brura? Yeah, so the Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. Tav Reish Vav. to Maramakam, Sifkat and Chavav. Yeah. So over there, in Siman Tafrei Shvav, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yachal Litbol Velilkos Masay Sheyirtzeh Rakshia Kodem Alay Loveinu Mevarich Ala Tvila. Now you don't say a bracha on this tefillah. We're not going to get into lilkos right now. Ve'ein tzarich litbol rak pamachas below vidui mishum keri. You only have to be tovel once mishum keri. V'uadin, this is the Rama talking now. V'uadin that tolas tes kavin mayim nami mahani. That having tisha kavin of mayim poured on your body also works. By the way, that's very nogea nowadays that all the men's mikvahs are closed. I think that's true in Eretz Yisrael, and it's true here that they've closed all the men's mikvahs. They only left the women's mikvahs open for women to go to the mikvah. But so what happens? You have a chasen on his wedding day, or like Rav Asher Weiss was telling us today, you have a lot of chasidim and anshei ma'isa that are very makbid to go to the mikvah every single morning. So what they rely on now, what they're forced to rely on now, is tisha kavin. So tisha kavin mayim shuvim, which means you stand under the shower head and you let it flow onto your body directly without stepping out of the shower. Simon, the ocean is like it's freezing cold. You know, it makes the Ari Mikvah at this point, and it's probably dangerous also. It makes the Ari Mikvah probably look like a breeze. So yeah, I guess if you're really dedicated, we are suggesting that for some people, we are suggesting that that people might be able to do tefillas kalim by the ocean. I mean, certainly over here we live not that far from the beach, not that far from Atlantic Beach. So tefillas kalim is maybe not such a terrible idea to do by the ocean, although the poskim are telling us that maybe for tefillas kalim we can rely on selling it to a guy or being makne it to a guy and then borrowing from the guy, because I don't know if did we mention this in Shir the other day? I don't remember. We haven't. The last si'if in the simin in Kufchav in the simin about tefillas kalim, the last si'if, I think it's the last si'if, says in Tazayin, says that if it's Shabbos, and you need to use a kli, and you can't be tovel kli on Shabbos because it's near a ketikun mana, so you're allowed to be to be makna to a guy. It's safer than going in your whole body. To be tovel the kelim in the ocean, you're just standing there by the edge, but to put your whole body in the water and a current could just take you, I don't know, it seems to me to be a little bit safer, but anyway, but by tefillas kelim, so there is such a halacha that you can't be tovel kelim on Shabbos. So what if you need the kli for Shabbos? So this halacha might be the basis for the error that people have that you can use a kli once without toveling it. Everyone finding a nachri to sell it to. Okay, that's true. Meaning you'd have to. No, what we would suggest is that when you buy it, you dafka have in mind not to be kona it, or that you be mafkir it, or you tell the nachri that you're buying it from, or something like that. Anyway, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon in the Simon of Tevilas Kalim, that you can just borrow it from the guy who were you makne it to, and then you could use it over Shabbos. So that's what some of the poskim want to tie in when it comes to electric appliances, that you can't be tovel, that that's maybe the best eitzah, that never to be koneh, let it always belong to a guy, and you'll borrow it from a guy. So a lot of the achronim are not happy with that, because it's one thing to say you're doing that for Shabbos, but to do that for the lifespan of the kli, that's quite a chiddush. That's for the lifespan of the kli is going to belong to a guy. That's a little bit much. Maybe that's for the lifespan of the kli, but if you just need to get through this tkufa, granted we have no idea how long this tkufa is going to be, but if you just need to get through this tkufa, so then maybe that would be temporary enough that we could rely on that. So both Morenu Rav Shechter and Morenu Rav Asher Weiss thought that that's a reasonable kula to rely on. But anyway, I don't remember how he got to that. So So tisha kavin. So when it comes to like a chasen on his wedding day, so you just take a shower. Rav Asher Weiss told us today, someone forwarded me a text. A friend of mine has a son that's getting married today in a minyan in his backyard. And right now, actually, he's getting married right now. And he said that he asked Rav Moshe Weinberger, he showed me a text that Rav Moshe Weinberger sent him because he asked, what should his son do back under the mikveh? So Rav Moshe Weinberger said, tell him to stand under the shower for 10 minutes. What can you do? You know, halavai, if he would be able to go to the mikveh, but he can't. So stand under the shower for 10 minutes and that'll be Tisha Kavin. So I pointed out to him, I thought my impression was that it's much less than 10 minutes. I'll get to the question in a second, Yoni, but my impression was that it's much less than 10 minutes. When we spoke to Rav Asher Weiss today, he said he timed it once and he thought that on when you have it on full pressure, usually 5 minutes is more than enough to equal Tisha Kavin. So the difference between makna and making something hefker, so hefker is a much bigger chiddush that you could rely on that. Rav Shachter was just telling us on the phone 10 minutes ago, or I've been saying shir now for 25 minutes, so about 30 minutes ago, that he saw that Rabbi Adler's brother is right, Rabbi Yossi Adler's brother, Rabbi Aaron Adler, is writing a sefer of Zichronos from Rav Soloveitchik and different psakim that he had, and that he suggested that maybe even relying on being mafkir, which is a much, much bigger chiddush, to rely on being mafkir, and then you're still using it the entire time, it would be much, much better if there was some other owner of it. That would be the better etza. But anyway, so the Ramah goes on to say that that hatalos tisha kavin mayim nami mahani misha meisel meis mi rashana di yom kippurim mutu lirchos litbal ber yom kippurim di yom kippurim vatal shiva afal pisha nagu shlo lirchos kol shloshim tvilas mitzvah mutter, even though we don't bathe, kol shloshim tvilas mitzvah is mutter. So I thought the Mishnah Brura over there, maybe I'm wrong, I thought the Mishnah Brura spoke about this. Yachal Litbo, he just says that that even if you're not in the habit of going to the mikveh, this is the time that you do go to the mikveh. I don't know. I thought he talks about, anyone know? I thought the Mishnah Berurah talks about doing some sort of chafifa also. Maybe not. Oh yeah, he does. He says, when it comes to the tevila that you're going to do, machmas the mitzvah, so in Sivkat and Chavav, he writes, u'machmas zeh, mimeila mutter gam rechitza. You're allowed to do a rechitza as well. Kidei shelo yeh chatzitza le tevila. So that there won't be a chatzitza for the tevila. So you could bathe as well. And then he, in Sharatzi and Sivkat and Chavhei, he writes, that he's quoting the Elia Rabbah, right, to do the to do a bathing in advance of this tevila, uktzas yesh lahayir the bear of Yom Kippurim yesh makom lakal yosel in your rechitza mi bialma to keep it the belayla also call me in rechitza mishum Yom Kippurim imkei dino kikvisa. So he says maybe we should be more makel on erev Yom Kippurim as far as rechitza than we normally would be. Okay, but the point is that he is requiring such a rechitza. He's assuming that it's that such a rechitza is recommended. So that is the Mishnah Berurah. So they do take this seriously, this notion of doing some sort of bathing. And the Mata Ephraim in Tafresh Vav says that Anshe Maisa should comb their hair in advance also of the Tevila. So you do have this possibility that even for something as what would seem minor, as minor as a tevila on Erev Yom Kippurim, maybe should have some din, some inyan of chafifa. And then another issue. The Gemara Nida, Daf Samach Vavam Beis, now we move on to Rava. The Gemara tells us that Amar Rava, Liolam Yalami Radam Toch Beiso, Shetei Isha Madicha Beis Kamateha B'mayim, Rashi explains, what does Beis Kamateha mean? It means Beis HaShechi, it means Beis HaStarim, that she should clean out all of the inside parts, the Beis HaStarim parts of her body. Right, that's what the Gemara says. That where is it? Lamar of Lom Yamiradam Toch Beso, Shetaisha Medicha Bes Kmatel Bemayim. So the Gemara asks, Mesve, they ask on Rava that the Mishnah says in Mikvaos, Pesa Kmatim Ubesa Starim, Einon Trichon Labias Mayim. So the Gemara says, you're right, Nihita Bias Mayim lo beinon, Bomakoma Raila Bias Mayim beinon, Kid Rabbi Zeira, right, the Rabbi Zeira says, that Kol Raila Bila and Bila Makevasbo, Shane Raila Bila Bila Makevasbo. And then the Gemara comments, brings a Raya to Rava, Amar Ravin Barav Ado, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maisa Bishifchasol Sherebi, Shetov Lovialsa, Venimtsala Etzim Chotzis Ben Shineha, Vitzricha Rabbi Tvila Acheres, Rabbi made her go to the mikvah again because she had a bone between her teeth, even though it's a Beis Astarim and you don't need a Bias Mayim, but there was a Chatzitza there, it wasn't royal Bias Mayim, and therefore her Tvila was invalid on account of that. So this is the Chiddush of Rava, that in addition to what Takanas Ezra was, she also has to be Madicha, Beis Kamateha, B'mayim Dafka. So now, so that's what the Gemara says. The Beis Yosef discusses that the Lashon of the Tur is Kamateha, the Kol Beis Stareha, which is not really precise, because that implies, says the Beis Yosef, that these are two different places, when in reality, Kmateha are the Beis Stareha. They're not really two different places. Kmateha is an example of Beis Astarin. So Darkei Moshe just points out, Darkei Moshe explains, Vilinira didivri Rabbeinu mechuvanin. He says, I think that the Torah was very precise. Al pi divrei ara'im shekosav ha-mordechai bilchus nidav zel shono. Kosav ara'im kmateha, Pirish kigon tachas atzile yodeha v'tachas shukeha shlo yedav rachotzeitz. Ubeis ha-starim ein ulufnim kigon nikve achotim vaznaim ulufnim min asafe. Meaning that it's not that there's a difference lahalacha between kamateha and beis astarim. Lahalacha, they're both the same. They're both areas of the body that do not require bias mayim, but need to be clear of any chatzitza. But there is a difference in terms of how we would label them. Meaning there are certain beis astarims that are a beis astarim by virtue of the fact that they're internal to your body. Meaning inside your mouth is inside your body. Inside your eyes is inside your body. But then there are other beis astarims that are not really internal, they're really external, but it's just typically the body covers itself. So you have certain parts of the thighs or the armpits or something like that, where the body typically would cover itself, and on that level it might be considered a beis astarim, but it wouldn't be labeled a beis astarim, and therefore the Darkei Moshe thinks that the Beis Yosef is being overly picky with the lashon of the Tur in identifying these parts of the body. The Bach suggests that kmateha means kmateha that she has in her guf because she's a balas basar, that if she happens to be a heavier woman, so that's beis kmateha. Beis astarim is beis hashechi, tachas hadadin, beis ha'erva, the chotem, the oznayim, bein shineha, bein etzba'os ragleha, between her toes, that kind of thing. So also, again, that lahalacha, it wouldn't really make a difference, but in terms of labeling, is the entire issue. And we'll just close with one last thing on this topic. The Taz raises the question that the Lashon of the Tur is really just the Lashon of the Gemara, right? Meisve beis hakmatim ubeis hastarim, the Gemara says. So it sounds from the Gemara that, you know, whatever problem you have with the tour, whatever the attack the Beis Yosef wants to have on the tour, Beis Yosef should have just as well, just as easily, the Taz, as Sifkat Nalef points out, could have just as easily had on the Lashon of the Gemara itself. So how can you, the Beis Yosef ask a kasha on the tour that what are you talking about? Beis Astarim and Beis Kamateha are exactly the same thing. So the Shach in Nekudas HaKesef says that you're right. That is the Lashon of the Brais in the Gemara. But the Beis Yosef's question is that since Beis Astarim is an explanation of Kamateha, like we see in Rava, the tour, who's a posek, who's bringing things to halacha, should have altered the lashon of the brisa over here. Meaning that, enochinami, in the Gemara it appears this way, but once we have the halacha, chatucha, and we have the halacha clarified, so it's a posek's job to teach in a way, to say over the halachas in a way that makes it as clear as possible. Yeah, the Gemara raised that lashon as a question. How could you say that you have to be madicha beis kumata b'mayim? We have a brisa that says beis astarim and beis kumatim does not require bias mayim. So why would you have to wash it out in advance? But once the Gemara gives the answer that no, it doesn't require bias mayim, but it requires royal bias mayim. So now I understand that beis astarim and beis kumatim are the same thing, that they're essentially the same idea. So that's how the Shach and the Kudas HaKesef tries to suggest. The thing is, all the Rishonim say just like the Lashon of the Braisa. You know, the Shach is a little bit difficult. If you look in the Rashba and Taras HaBayis and the Ramban in Hilchas Nida and Parak Tes Halacha Yud, they all say exactly the Lashon of the Braisa, Kamateh and Beis Astarim, not like the Lashon of Rava. Either way, it turns out that it doesn't really make a difference lahalacha at all, right? Meaning lahalacha, of course she cannot have a chatzitza there, and of course she does not require actual bias mayim in those locations. Okay, we're going to stop there for today. Again, apologize for the shorter shiur. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be back on regular schedule, and we'll be able to go weiter in this, but really to focus on this diyun of Rava of being madicha beis kmateha b'mayim. Okay, so everyone have a great day.
There'll be a question.
Yeah.
Why is it that how does combing help if the chatzitza for hair is only if it's a hair tied to itself, but not if it's two hairs tied to each other?
If the assumption is it would get caught on the comb and the comb would just pull out the hair. I think that's the assumption.
You.
Okay.
Does that mean one has to have like a particularly fine comb in order to ensure that happens, or do we not assume that?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. Yeah, probably should comb very, very well, or multiple times over the same spot. All right. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay.